better not. Oliver, three right there. Michael Oliver said, I got the open look. I'll drain it. Makes it 52-40.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And we welcome you back to Wolfie's. Tim Elkhorn along with Rob Polinski. Jared Kozar here. He's snapping pictures of every coach as they come on to join us in our WEOL Nick Abraham Elyria Ford preview. I think all these pictures are ending up on Twitter or the WEOL Facebook page. I do know that the WEOL Facebook page, we are doing a live stream, Facebook Live. What do you think about that, Brett Lyric? Man, you're on video tonight.
I got to say, that is a... That is a first for me. I don't think I've ever been on Facebook Live, at least that I know of.
Well, see, I told one of the coaches earlier, we're going to have you all get dressed up, and then we said, the heck.
Yeah, you should have warned us so we could have dressed a little better and a little nicer.
You notice Matt Douglas has zoomed out far as he can.
That is perfect right now.
How far out can he zoom? Maybe to North Ridgeville. I don't know. We'll see. But we're here in Elyria at Wolfie's, and it's good to have the head coach of the Elyria High Pioneers, Brett Lyric, join us here at the head table. And Brett, a week from Friday, the WEOL Forecast magazine will be coming out. It'll be in the Chronicle-Telegram and in our sponsor locations. Beaufort Crock, Lorain County Mr. Basketball, will be on the cover of that magazine. So we start there. He really carried the load for your basketball team last year, had a phenomenal season. Mr. Basketball obviously well-deserved. So how do you now retool this basketball team for the 16-17 season?
Well, I actually tried to call the state and see if we could get another year for him. You know, since he went to Michigan for a year, we would have liked to have another year with him. But, you know, you go through and you send out your preseason stuff and you got to send stats in and players returning. And you go through and you start looking at the points you're going to miss, the rebounds you're going to miss, the assists you're going to miss, the steals you're going to miss. And then you start getting a little worried about the year already, and it doesn't start you off on the right foot. But, no, I tell you what, he tremendous kid, tremendous family, unbelievable person. And he had a great year for us, did a lot of good things for us. And, you know, we still communicate all the time and just text him the other day. He opens up Friday with his first regular season game at Walsh, and we're going to go down and watch him, taking the wife and the two boys and maybe a couple of our coaches and players. And his work ethic right now, he texts me all the time. He gets three workouts in by noon. Jeez. And the schedules he's on. And he's just really matured every year. And you can see it paid dividends for him right now.
But you've got guys coming back. So how do you now take that talent and say, okay, I think it was Coach Januzzi earlier was talking about roles and role identification. How do you take that and say, okay, the rules are going to be tweaked here a little bit?
Yeah, it's going to tweak a little bit. I mean, a lot for our guys, because last year we had a tendency to stand and watch Bo do a lot. You know, we used to run a little bit of him coming off a ball screen and spot everybody up and sort of let him create. Excuse me. So now everybody, in the summer we did a really good job. We got eight guys coming back that played varsity last year. And it's a little bit more movement. We're going to allow the ball's going to go side to side. A lot more guys are going to touch it, and a lot more guys are going to knock shots down for us. And we're not going to have one person that's going to get all his points back and rebounds back. It's going to be by those eight guys that have been back. You know, we got a tremendous senior group. You know, seven seniors. A lot of them are, you know, Josh Lacko, a three-year starter. Antonio Blanton, a three-year starter. Darquan Woods has been on varsity 3 years. Des Brown's been a program guy, going to be a two-year starter. Justin Kemp, a two-year starter, is a junior. Guys off the bench that have come right through our program, and we're going to depend on those guys all to do a little bit of everything he did.
What might the strength of this year's team be?
You know, our depth, different guys. You know, it could be different guys every night. You know, we got 3'6" guys now. Justin Kemp's about 6'7". Darquan's about 6'6". Josh Lacko right in that range. So we're going to have some height. We're going to have some guys that can shoot. We're going to have some shooters that come off the bench. Mike Oliver and Tone Brown, as of right now, are going to give us some depth at the guards as seniors that have been in the program 4 years. You know, and we're going to need all those guys to do a little bit more every night.
Again, we're talking with Brett Lyric, head coach of Elyria. Now, Brett, I know Rob touched a nerve when you came walking over here because he said, Coach, how far did you get last year? Well, I did the game where you got knocked out, that sectional final against North Ridgeville. Now, you have to tip your cap to the Rangers. They played very, very well that night. But I could kind of see the look in your kids' eyes when they walked off the floor. There was disappointment, maybe a little bit of anger. Can that fuel the team? I mean, do you say to them, man, remember how you felt after that North Ridgeville game?
I think we should bring Coach Coop over here. in conditions and right now everything. Excuse me. I'm already getting my midseason voice going already. But Coop reminds them all the time about how last year ended. And, you know, our guys have been reminded, you know, what happens when you have an off night. And give credit to Brian and those guys. They played, had a great game plan. They really did a nice job. And their kids played really, really well. But, yes, that has been some fuel for our guys. When we had to run Cascade Hill 25 times, you know, that was in their ear. And, you know, our guys have done a tremendous job in the off season working and dedicating themselves to everything that we wanted them to do, the weight room, the conditioning, the summer shooting, the open gyms that we have, the morning shooting. And we're really looking forward to this group that we have.
Where's the biggest area of maybe concern going into a season? Where do you think you need to have the biggest improvement?
After today's practice, probably rebounding and talking. you know, it's early. We'll figure that out this weekend. You know, we jump right into it. You know, I can't say I did our guys any favors. We start right with Warrensville Heights, Brecksville, and then Villa Angela, St. Joe next week. And so we're going to throw our guys right in the fire, and we'll probably get a little bit better idea right then. But our physicality inside, you know, we got some length. We want to use our length. Now we need to be able to use that and rebound and get out and run. And we've got an unbelievable group of guys. You know, they're all really, really, really nice kids, good kids. And the problem with that is they're all so quiet sometimes. And Des Brown is becoming one of our leaders as a point guard and is working on it and trying to get guys going. But I'd say talking and our rebounding are the two right now. And then we need to be able to defend penetration in our league. And that's always a big key for us.
Brett, do you find yourself tweaking your coaching year after year depending upon, you know, your talent and what your strengths are, or you kind of have your program in place and these guys now coming through should know your program?
We do. And, you know, our preseason stuff, we just talked about this. We're in the weight room. Our guys do all our warm-up and everything by themselves. And, you know, Coach Taylor, Coop go, you know, next year we're going to have to reteach all this. Right now our guys do it all by themselves. I go, man, you're right. We got to start all over with losing seven seniors. But do we tweak things? Yeah, we've got a little bit more motion going. We talked about more guys touching the ball. So we're tweaking the offense a little bit. We're probably going to shoot a little bit more threes this year than we have in the past. But we want those to come out of inside, outside, which is still pretty similar to what we talk about. But, yeah, we have our program set. You know, we do a great job. Coach M. Ryan, Coach Taylor is our freshman coach now. They've all been with me. You know, I have a great group of coaches that all know what we expect, and our kids all know what we expect right now. And it's easy to get that down the line from freshman on up. You know, my coaching staff is one of the best around, and guys that have been with me from my brother, you know, to Mike Walsh and the other guys I've mentioned. You know, we wanted to have a preseason meeting and go, well, what are you going to go over? Are we changing anything? And we kind of went, oh, no, not really. It's probably about what we want to do. I mean, we got seven seniors. They could probably hold the meeting for us. And that's kind of what we're going on. We're going to lean on those guys a lot and what we do. And that's kind of what we talk about every day is what we do.
Got about a minute left. Some thoughts on your league. I mean, you talk about a competitive conference.
Yeah, thanks for not letting me sleep tonight now. But here's something about our conference. The team that finished in last place last year didn't win a conference game, which was Solon. And they went to regionals, and their best guard was hurt and gave St. Ignatius a game in regionals.
Wow.
And that was a team in our conference that didn't win a game. And I don't think anybody in our conference has gotten worse. So it's going to be a battle night in and night out. And you know, the signs on our wall every day we're in practice. We look at it and say, if we have a bad practice, one of those teams is going to beat us. So that's kind of our motivation every day at practice, get our guys going.
It'll have you ready come February and March.
that it will. It's sure better, I tell you.
Hey, man, appreciate you spending some time coming over here. I know we're looking forward to covering you this year on WEOL. I think it's going to be a fun campaign for Elyria as you went through all those returnees, and I know you had given me that earlier for our forecast magazine. I think it's going to be a fun year for your Pioneer team.
Well, we're looking forward to a great group of guys. We love working with these kids, and they work extremely hard for us. And, you know, thank you guys for having us out. I know I listened Monday. I'm glad you got Tom Thompson on there about the North-South game. That's awesome for him. I haven't seen John tonight, but John Rustown is also coaching the North-South this year for Division I-II. So we got some Lorain County
that's
coaches,
awesome.
Some notice in the state, and that's great for our association and our county and our district as well. So I was glad Tom was on here. I got it to you at the right time because they both deserve it, that's for sure.
Well, John is home sick in bed with the flu. So we're told he's listening because we had Coach Gillum and Coach Killian on earlier from Lorain, and they're like, if John didn't get to practice today, you know he's sick, because John Rossitano does not miss a practice. So he's listening to you right now at home.
Oh, good. We can tell him congratulations on North-South, and I still need his bio and headshot, though, too.
Well, you might not want it tonight.
Hey, man, good seeing you. Thanks,
hey, thanks
for coming,
guys,
out.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brett. Brett Larrick, head coach of Elyria, as he joins us here at Wolfie's on our WEOL Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford Boys High School basketball preview. They've got some guys coming back. That's going to be a very, very competitive Elyria basketball team this year. All right, quick timeout. I think Kevin Sapara is up next, correct? We're going to talk Avon Eagle basketball as Kevin Sapara will join us here at Wolfie. So stay with us on WEOL and Rob Online
at WEOL.com.
Who's the microphone assassin?
It's the Ben Maller Show.
Transmitting now.
So lost in the haze of the World Series in the Chicago Cubs celebratory moment, there was a hero that will now be lost in the annals of baseball history for a very brief moment, a journeyman outfielder, Rajay Davis of the Cleveland Indians. When he hit the home run off Aroldis Chapman to tie the game, everyone who was awake watching baseball or watching sports knew who this guy was. But had the Indians come back and won the game in extra innings, Rajay Davis would have been one of the great heroes in baseball history. He would have had a statue made out of, outside the stadium. And, you know, years and years from now, the other home runs would be compared to Rajay Davis's home run. And then it all went away.
Ben Maller. The Ben Maller Show.
The microphone throttler.
Fox Sports Radio. Evenings and weekends when we're not playing games on AM 930 WEOL.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Thursday on This Morning, America's First News. Some say Donald Trump's victory has dealt a devastating blow to political polls. How were they off? Is there a fix? We'll explore. Also, have you considered what a Trump presidency would mean for your taxes? We'll examine potential tax code changes. And the one image of President-elect Trump that we'll remember most. Thursday on This Morning, America's First News.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 7 on AM 930 WEOL.
On the Dave Ramsey Show, life happens caller after caller.
Is investing a gamble?
A gamble would be, is there risk involved at all? Is getting in your car and driving to work a gamble? Yes, you might get creamed. But is it gambling? No, it is not. So a gamble is a measure of risk. Gambling is different than investing. There is a difference between investing and gambling. Hey, this is Dave Ramsey. Join me weekdays 9 to noon on AM 930 WEOL.
Or right elbow, cross court pass Yurkovich, finds Thornton. Thornton, a left wing three for the lead. It's good. Diamante Thornton. He's got 8. And Avon leads 21-20 in there on a 7-0 run.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
We're online at WEOL.com. We're on Facebook, as Matt Douglas has Facebook Live going. We're on a live stream. Awesome. We're on the mobile app. Hey, Kevin, you like that, huh?
Yeah,
you got
not?
People watching you on Facebook right now?
Sure. No, do I? I don't think so.
No. Our numbers are going to go through the roof.
No, I don't think so.
We just had a rating spike. Kevin Sapara, the head coach of the Avon Eagles, now joins us as part of our WEOL Nick Abraham Elyria Ford Boys High School basketball preview. I know we had a chance to share some texts and emails a couple of weeks ago. You're excited about this season. You've got some talent coming back.
Yeah, we're excited about basketball season. We got a lot of guys coming back with some experience, and it's always good once November comes around because we're just excited to get back after it and get in the gym and working together and trying to build a good team.
Well, speaking of talent, you've got a dynamic talent in Delshawn Orr. Talk a little bit about utilizing him and then surrounding him. How do you approach that as a head coach when you've got a tremendous individual player?
Yeah, Delshawn's he's a good player. We got to keep evolving his skills and make him become better every day. We don't want him to become stagnant and satisfied with where he's at as a basketball player and a human being. We want him to make other people better and feed off of each other, and we want him to be an intricate part of what we're doing this year. He's important, but he's no more important than any of the other guys that we got on our team. And we need to just play together and get that team unity without, and Delshawn is a big part of that.
Tell us about some of those other guys.
We got six seniors this year. Delshawn's a junior, so we got Ben Yurkovich is a senior. Justin Ladegaard, those guys all have experience coming back. Bertrand's coming back as well. We got some good shooters, a lot of good senior leadership. We got some talent coming back, but, you know, everyone knows the talent's not going to get it done. You got to build a team and really got to get that team atmosphere and team work ethic going.
What could the strengths of this year's team be? You talk about six seniors. I would think you've got a lot of good leadership, maybe some depth.
Yeah, we will have some depth, it looks like, so I think that'll be a strength of ours. We look to be pretty solid on the defensive end. That's something that we focus on and we expect out of our guys. And they've been buying in so far at practice and working hard, so we look to be tough and physical team this year.
Again, we're talking with Kevin Sapara, head coach of Avon. We've got a couple of coaches on already from the SWC. How do you size up? How do you stack up? What do you think?
It's going to be a tough league. I think there's a lot of good teams, a lot of good coaches. I think I think it's too early to tell who the front runners will be. I know Lake will be a very tough team. Amherst is going to be very good and very improved. North Olmsted, Olmsted Falls. I can't really name a team that we can look past at all. This will be very competitive. A lot of good teams this year, no question about it.
But you finished one game back last year, so you got to be thinking – we can be in the mix in this thing, and I believe it was maybe it been Jimmy Brabenick earlier in the show said, I mean, you could have a 5-6-7 loss year in the SWC and still come out on top. So you got to think Avon can be in the mix, correct?
Yeah, and we expect to be. We're going to practice and approach the season as if we, you know, our goals are to be there at the end of the year. We want to win a championship. We want to be competing at the end of the season in the tournament and peaking at the right time. That's something that we don't shy away from. We definitely want to be there, but we got to take the steps to get there. We can't just expect to be there because we have depth or because we have athleticism. Anyone knows in high school basketball, you got to get that team where everyone's believing and playing for each other, playing for their school. And once you get that and combined with talent, I think that's when you can get a special team.
What's the style of this year's team going to be? You want to get up and down? What kind of a game do you want
to play? We want to take advantage of mistakes. We want to score off of rebounds. We look to run off of turnovers, run off of defensive rebounds. And on the defensive end, we want to pressure and we want to be solid. We want to make our opposition beat us. We don't want to beat ourselves. We want to be physical. We want to really dominate the boards and use that to our advantage. But we want to have fun. I want these guys to have fun. I want them to enjoy themselves along with being a team. I think that's part of what makes the team is everyone enjoying themselves, enjoying being around the players and their teammates and wanting to do well for them.
Again, we're talking with Kevin Sapara of Avon. Kevin, we had Pat Bray on earlier. He said, man, we have got to get better defensively this year. We've got to improve. I'm sure every coach looks at stats, looks at video, looks at something and says, here's where we've got to get better. From the Avon perspective, where do you say, based off 15-16, we've got to improve on this 16-17?
Yeah, I think limiting turnovers is big, and I think defense, everyone can improve on defense. We made a decent run in the tournament last year. We ran into a great team in Lorain, and we had trouble getting stops at a consistent basis. We gave up too many big runs where, we found ourselves, it was 4 points, I think, in the third quarter, and then before we can even take a breath, we're down 13, 14, 15 points.
That happened to a few teams with Lorain, by the way.
Right.
But playing a team like that, how much does that help you, maybe even motivate the kids to say, hey, you're here, but to get here, you know, you've got to bring it just to be able to play them. What was that like in a tournament atmosphere?
No, it was great. I mean, it was a good experience. Like I said, we have a lot of guys coming back that will use that to their advantage. But and anyone will tell you this, Lorain's a great team. There's a lot of great teams around, but nobody goes into that game like, we're not gonna beat them. Or, you know, everyone coaches, everyone practices. We're trying to beat them. They're trying to beat us. But nobody goes in there just, you know, conceiving a win. We want to find a way to beat that team. They made it to the regionals last 2-3 years. They've been a great team. But that doesn't mean that we aren't having those same goals and we want to be playing at the same stakes. And, we just got to work at it. We just got to work at it. And it's good to have those guys around. Lorain's a good team, great team. And to have them, that just makes everyone else around here better.
I was just going to say, so final question.
what are the goals? What are the expectations?
Yeah, you know, we haven't, to be honest with you, we haven't made our final decisions on teams yet. Once we make those, we're going to have some team meetings and some team conversations. But I know our guys that are coming back from last year, you know, we expect to be competing for a championship towards the end of the year, being right in there last couple weeks of the season. We want to make a run in the tournament. Last year we made it to the districts at EC, which was a great atmosphere. It was a great evening with four teams battling. We want to get back there, and we know that's not going to be easy, but we got to take the steps to get there. And we want to be peaking at the end of the year, see if we can make a run.
Well, I'm going to sneak one more in then. So sure. Knowing that you've got so many conference games, it doesn't leave you a lot of wiggle room with non-conference games.
Correct.
Try to load up the scrimmages then? Who'd you schedule in the scrimmages?
Who'd we schedule? We have Holy Name this weekend. We have the weekend after is Brecksville, and there's four or five, six teams there. I don't know all of them for sure. I know Warrensville Heights will be there. We have Elyria a couple times, East Tech. So we have some good competition, and then we only have four non-conference games. So it'll be interesting. It'll be fun, just like last year. But it's just good being back. Being at Wolfie's, right?
It's great.
There you go, man.
In November, early November, it doesn't get any better than this, right?
There you go, man.
It's
there's our promo for next year. There you go. We'll chop that up. We'll use that
there
audio right there. Good
it's
stuff.
Good to see you guys.
Great
it
to see
really
you.
Is.
Thanks for coming out. We really appreciate
Thank you.
It. Thanks, Kevin.
You guys take care.
Kevin Sapara joining us on Facebook Live. Boy, the ratings just spiked. And also joining us on AM 930 WEOL and Rob Online.
At WEOL.com.